Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to get my email address and send in your prayer requests and your comments. It's always great to hear from you. Did you know that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and a whole lot of other funny sounding places? And if you go online to michaelottministries.blogspot.com, you can subscribe to my blog by entering your email address right there in the little box on top of the page. Thanks again for listening today, and as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words, and not only them, but everyone they love and all the things they care about. I pray that it would be heaven on earth in every situation and every life. I pray that they'd have heavenly blessing, heavenly health, heavenly joy, and heavenly love. And all these things I pray through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. The message today is called War Against Peace. We begin today in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in the New Living Translation, verse 16. Who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. And then Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. And then to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Here are the strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Then Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter into that rest, as he said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has somewhere spoken of a seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all of his works. And again in this passage he said, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterward, in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and the spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you're also called in one body, and be ye thankful. As I was praying this morning, Father asked me a question. He asked, how long will my people allow this war against peace to continue? I pondered his question, and I've learned by much experience that if I answer his questions too quickly, I end up saying something stupid. So instead of a direct answer, I asked him what he meant, and he asked me if I would get up and write what he wanted to say and share it with you. How could I say no? He is my everything. So he began to speak, and I listened and typed these words to share with you. Here are his words. He said, "My beloved ones, did you lose your minds? I know you didn't literally lose them, but did you forget where your minds are supposed to be parked? There is a great war going on in my people, and the war is in the mind. The things of the world scream out for your attention, and the more attention you give it, the more you lose your focus and your peace. Pay attention to the thoughts going on in your mind, and if your thoughts bring you peace, then keep them, and if they don't, then don't tolerate them for even 1 second. As it is written, I will keep at perfect peace the one whose mind is set upon me. Remember, my loved ones, life in my spirit and in my kingdom is not about what you do. It's about who you are and what you believe. The natural mind tells you that you must do something or the whole world will fall apart. The spirit mind tells you that the war is over and you should enter into rest into the finished works of Christ, the eternal King. Those who believe have entered into that rest, and those who are not at rest are in unbelief. This doesn't mean you hide on a mountain somewhere and not be moved. It means that you're not tossed around by what those who are living in the lower mind tell you to do, but you live by a voice within you that tells you to go this way or that way and not to worry about tomorrow. Someone very dear to me told you that you should not even take thought about tomorrow, because I'm already in tomorrow, and all is well there. My lovely ones, I don't want you stressed and worried like those who don't know me. I want you at peace and in joy, knowing that no matter what comes your way, you are my child, and I will provide for you and take care of you. I've told you over and over that the glorious future is at hand, yet so many of my children live and die by the latest newscast. You are from above and not from below. See yourselves as you truly are, seated in heavenly places, far above all these things. You are light, and you are not in darkness. So live in the light of the revelation that my plans for you are greater than you could ever imagine. Turn off the world and turn on heaven. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. Think of this on a spiritual level. If you get out of the mind of peace and go down to the battlefield of the world, you will have a few victories, but you will also get battered. If you stay in the mind of peace and trust me, then all your battles are over. There is only one battle left for you, and that battle is the battle to stay in peace and in rest and not to give in to the natural instincts to go out and fight like the world fights with harmful, useless words and hate and fear. You will find much more success if you will keep your mind set on me and things above, and not let your thoughts get dragged down into the conflicts of the lower realm. Don't see yourselves in the battle on the lower realm. See where you really are. You are hidden in me. When you pray, don't see yourselves on the lower plane, but see yourselves sitting on the throne above and pray from that throne. Your authority is in Christ, and you have power over the lower realm as long as you remain in peace and at rest. Why would you cast down your crown at the throne and go down into the mud and soil your righteous garments by fighting in the mud? My loved ones, you can win this battle. When any thought comes your way that does not bring you peace, then swat it like a mosquito and go back into rest. It's from this elevated place that you will reign, and you will change things on the lower plane by abiding in the upper plane. My dearest ones, once again I tell you, there is coming a cleansing of the world. The love awakening that is coming will put an end to the darkness of the world. Those who walk in love will remain, and those who refuse to give up their darkness will be destroyed by the light of day. Remember that destroying evil is not the plan. Filling the world with light and love is the plan. Light doesn't have to seek out darkness to destroy. Light is, and the darkness can't stay in its presence. Overcome evil with good. The present darkness of the world will no longer be able to exist in the bright light that is coming from within my people. This is the truth of the gospel. Good news erases bad news. Light dispels darkness. Love drives fear and hate from existence. This will only happen if you will start by ending the war in your own mind. My loved ones, read these words written by our beloved Paul until you understand that this war is over everywhere except within you. The only strongholds left to pull down are the strongholds of doubt and unbelief in your minds. So let these words we gave to Paul sink into your hearts and into your minds, and be at peace. Hear these words. It is written, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. My loved ones, my beloved Son made peace with all things in heaven and on earth by His blood. The ignorance of this fact is why so many in my church are fighting enemies who were destroyed long ago. The evil you see today is the evil that abides in the hearts of men, and men are made in my image with great power. And they use that power for darkness instead of light. The fallen mind is powerful in the ways of darkness, and when men's minds become dark, their hearts are darkened. And this is why you were told this by our beloved Paul in his letter to the Galatians when he said, Now the works of the flesh, not some spiritual enemy, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and other such like, of which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. You must accept the fact that Christ finished all, and we dwell in you because we love you. How can you be at war if we are at peace within you? Keep your eyes focused on the light, and you will be full of light. If you stare at the darkness, you will lose your peace, and you will struggle. So, my lovely loved ones, end the war within you. Accept the peace that passes all understanding. When worrisome thoughts come, cast them down and return to peace. After a while, they will stop coming. If you're afraid, it's because you forgot how much you are loved. You are adored by me and all of heaven. Adore each other as we adore you, and be at peace. My beloved ones, end the war against peace. And this is the end of the words He gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. And remember, I do pray for each and every one of you every day. And Father is so glad to hear your names in His ears. Until next time. Grow rich in His grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.